Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ellie French, KETV Channel 7. Tuesdays with Ellie on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Not too shabby, eh?
All right, welcome back. And we are joined now over the telephone by Ellie French, KETV. Back from a shorter trip than anticipated in South Bend, Indiana. Ellie, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. I had to try not to spit my coffee out hearing that introduction.
It still gets you every time.
Oh, my gosh. I think I should be used to it at this point, but no, still not. Still not. So thanks for having me on via telephone, guys. Appreciate it.
How was the trip? I know it was shorter than maybe you expected, but how was it following the Creighton women out there in South Bend?
Oh, it was great. You know, like you said, shorter than expected, and that's more so a bummer, you know, for the team. I would have loved to have seen them, you know, at least be able to play Sunday, especially after last year's awesome run, but you know, unfortunately, just wasn't their best game against Mississippi State, it was hard to see just because, like, from the body of work in the season, yeah, they definitely were capable of a lot more. But, you know, it's what happens sometimes, just any given night, and it's a tournament of being one and done sometimes. And so it just happened to be the case for them. But no, I'm very blessed that I was still able to go. And it was cool to be able to kind of take that road trip through a couple of states I've never been through before, and never been to Indiana, never been to through Illinois, never been through much of Iowa either. So it was fun to be able to drive there and see it, and then to be able to see Notre Dame too. A lot of their arenas are kind of all within the same vicinity. Like the football stadium was right next to the Joyce Center, and which is the basketball arena. So It was like my walk every day. It was just being able to see all that. So it was definitely fun, very cold, kind of similar weather to here, but yeah, it was good. It was a fun time, and they're just such a great team. Coach Flynn's a great coach. And so I'm just happy that I was able to kind of follow them again for a second year in the postseason. So,
well, meanwhile, you send, that sends Foster out west, and he's going to drive through the entire state of Nebraska and through nothing, Colorado. He gets to see nothing on his drive. He gets a couple winners over the weekend, so it's a trade off there.
He does, and get this, he's going to be stuck with me in the car for 10 hours tomorrow as we drive to Louisville.
Oh, you're both going.
Nice. Yeah, I just feel horrible for him that he's going to be stuck with me 10 hours there and then 10 hours back. But I told him, I'm like, hey, I'm going to have lots of car snacks for us, so I got to make sure to get a good variety for us to get through 10 hours.
It's really helpful when you have another person in the car too, because we ran a very alarming poll question I drove back through the night from Denver on Sunday night, but I was in no danger of falling asleep. It came up and we asked the question, have you ever fallen asleep while driving? And Josh was like, yes, I've fallen asleep while driving. I was like, whoa, hold on. And then we ran a poll question that said like 55% of people had fallen asleep while driving. So yeah, very, very alarming stuff out there.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you did it. I mean, kudos to you for just deciding to be like, you know what, we're just going to do it. I've been there before with driving. I'm like, you know what, sometimes if I have that kind of second wind, I'm like, I'll just do it. But I couldn't imagine doing that, especially since, like you said, I heard kind of that stretch out west. Driving through Nebraska is a little brutal.
Yeah, so not great. Not what you want. But we made it through. Got back at 4. It was no big deal. It was really fine. So you
road warriors.
Road warriors. That's right. Well, 10 hours is every hour you go up from like 7 or 8 hours, it feels like it multiplies the magnitude of how difficult the drive is by a lot. So 10 hours is no joke. We wish you good luck with that. But you brought up the NCAA tournament piece of it and how the Creighton women really had a great season. They've had a great sort of like 2-year run here, and it falls short in the tournament. And then, you know, Creighton men, they have a sort of this inconsistent, I mean, successful but inconsistent kind of season, and they are able to get a couple wins at the NCAA tournament, and it feels like it validates them. That's what it's both the blessing and the curse. Things can really change. Got coaches get great jobs coming off of NCAA tournaments if you make a run. But also, if you lose in that first game and you're supposed to win, it's not necessarily an indicator of how successful of a season you had, even though people talk about it that way.
No, definitely. And I think that's the hard part sometimes, is it's like, obviously, and I don't know if part of it was just maybe Mississippi State women were kind of just, because they were, I mean, they were good. Their play-in game against Illinois, they played really well. And maybe it was just part of like they were better than kind of how they ended up getting seeded, or they were just sort of trying to play with this energy of like, we are better than a play-in team. But like, they were just so good. And I don't know if maybe because they had just played like a day before and Creighton women had this time off after the big tournament. Like, I think it had been like 12 days or something that they had played, that they just didn't have kind of that like energy and consistency compared to how Mississippi State did. But yeah, it was tough. I mean, I watched the Villanova game at home in the season, and they didn't play very well in that game either. But I think it was kind of a similar thing. Villanova just like, obviously they have Maddie Segrest, who's like one of four finalists for National Player of the Year, but they also had a girl who just like couldn't miss from three. And that was the thing with Mississippi State, is they were just hitting three pointers left and right, and Creighton just couldn't hit their shots. So I think like the Mississippi State game, unfortunately, was just one of the worst games they've played this season as far as like what I had seen. And it just ended up being, well, you lose and that's the end of the season. So, but as far as like, I mean, they beat Villanova. They were like, they adopted the road warrior mentality this season, because they were 12-3 on the road in the season, which was crazy. Like, they beat Villanova in the first meeting by like 21 points on the road, and they almost upset UConn on the road too. So it was just like, they kind of had this road warrior mentality this season. I think personally, maybe from their run last year, like they do play with this chip on their shoulder if they are the underdog. And so that's maybe why they did so well on the road too. And maybe part of it was just like being the lower seed this year, not being able to play with that kind of underdog mentality. But, you know, we'll see. It's kind of the same story as last year. They return three of their top shooters, and they'll be seniors this next year. And unfortunately, Morgan Molly, who's been really solid for them, she just had a bad game against Mississippi State. She only had like 2 points. And so I think it'll be interesting to see with their kind of trio of top shooters returning, plus they're getting someone who had gone through injury and will be back. I'll be curious to see how they'll be this next season. But I mean, they have the chance to make it three straight appearances in the NCAA tournament 3 years in a row, which no Creighton women's team has done before. So I trust that plus maybe seeing how their freshmen this year develop and who they bring in, maybe through the portal, even if they dip into the portal, they could be back in the NCAA tournament next year.
Oh yeah. It's definite progress for them. And they could certainly do that again. It's funny, 'cause in a lot of ways I thought that there was a chance that this team was a little bit better than last year's, even though they won three NCAA tournament games last year. It's sort of just about what you get. And then you compare that to, you know, switching over to the Creighton men's side a little bit. I mean, validation getting into the Sweet 16, whether it's, you know, a wonky game and just winning a game in the NCAA tournament or not, it's, you know, now two in the last 3 years is pretty impressive. I mean, when you think about Creighton basketball, and you've been around a lot of different places, when you think about Creighton basketball sort of like from a national perspective, I guess, what do you sort of think of, and where might that be headed?
Oh, I think it's getting bigger. And like, I think hopefully it will get to a point, and maybe it's so tough because of, like, if people just don't know where Creighton is. Yep. I mean, we saw
Charles Barkley definitely doesn't.
I know, and it's just so, like, but it's because it's like Omaha obviously isn't like a big place, and I think though it's growing. Hopefully, Creighton, the brand of basketball, is growing to be even better, because it's like, okay, obviously, like, making the jump to the Big East was big for the school and the brand in general, but now it's like, okay, they're not just part of the Big East, like, they are one of three Big East teams, like, still left in the tournament this year, and, like, have the chance to make a solid run, or have been making a solid run. So it's like, I think hopefully the brand is growing even more, and especially, like, it just seems like there is a bit of a change now with college basketball. I mean, we're seeing, like, I know that, like, the traditional, like, Blue Bloods, like, didn't get past.
Yeah.
I saw, like, I didn't get past, like, the round of 32 or something, like, what, Kentucky and Duke and all of them for, like, the first time ever, maybe, or something. So it's like, and we're seeing, obviously, like, Creighton's playing Princeton in the Sweet 16. Like, the whole just, like, landscape, I think, of college basketball is changing in a sense, and maybe that's because of the transfer portal, and we're seeing, like, kids go to different places and whatnot. But, like, I mean, I think just it'll be interesting to see just how much, you know, the brand grows. But there really is a big opportunity in front of this team, not to, you know, think even more about the pressure of things mm-hmm. of already playing in the Sweet 16, but, like, the more they push, the more they are, you know, getting Creighton basketball out there and getting, like, hopefully some respect on it.
How's the bracket?
Oh, my gosh.
Who did you have in the Final Four?
Okay, I was going to say, I think my Final Four was looking great until Marquette lost. Because I had Marquette, I had Marquette, Houston, Bama, and Gonzaga as my Final Four.
Okay. You're hanging in there. 3 out of 4 is actually pretty good for how much carnage there was this weekend.
I know. I was like, dang. And it was hard for me because my brother went to Michigan State. So I do like Michigan State basketball too. And it was hard for me, but I just, like, had this feeling. I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like, and maybe I was so all in on the Big East and, you know, the Big Ten traditionally, I guess, minus Michigan State because Izzo marks like his month, traditionally doesn't do great in the tournament. So I was like, I just feel like Marquette's going to beat them. And obviously I should have gone the other way. But yeah, I'm very happy. And I picked Houston and Bama in the championship because I know they played each other in the season, but I had Houston getting their revenge on them and winning the national championship. So at least the Final Four is looking decent. The rest of the bracket can't really stay the same, but I did have Creighton going to the Sweet 16 though.
Got that. So here's another thing that happens around this time of year. And I mentioned the coaching changes part of it before too, but even programs, you know, in the middle to upper tier, major programs in college basketball, and we'll talk about your alma mater in Penn State, where they, you know, they have a good performance in the NCAA tournament. They win their first game. They end up losing to Texas. But everybody in the country now, if they have an opening, is interested in Micah Shrewsbury and what he's sort of done in the last couple of years. There is this, like, euphoria of, like, man, we've reached these great heights, and then the immediate, like, oh yeah, we're still not one of the big boys in college basketball.
I know. It's like, gosh. And even if they did find a way to beat Texas, I just don't think that was going to be the case regardless, because it's like Penn State is just, I feel like, always going to be known as a football school. And that's not to knock that, like, there aren't other really great sports, and I'm so happy because my 4 years at Penn State, like, They did have the chance to make the tournament in the COVID, like, the before it was canceled in 2020, because they had Lamar Stevens on the team.
And, yeah, I remember that.
And they were so good. And so I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. But then I'm like, of course, COVID has to go and ruin it. And so for them to get back, though, to it, because I was like, you know what? I'm like, that might have been it. Now we don't see them again for another maybe 10 years or something. But for them to get Shrewsbury in and to have the talent that they had and play the way they did was really good to see. And I just don't know, even if they did find a way to beat Texas, I think obviously it would have been great for the program, but I don't know if it would have, like, kind of pushed them to this whole, like, we're a basketball school now. But I, even though some people, like, have already started to say that, like, I don't know if we're going to go that far. I'm like, I want us to have a good program, but I think at the end of the day, it'll always be a football school. But
yep.
Yeah.
It takes a long time, Ellie. It takes a long time to change that narrative, if you ever even can. I don't know if you can.
Oh, gosh. I know. And then it's like, I can't stand the people that get to have both, where they go to a school and they have both a good football school and a basketball school, which my brother had. My brother had a nice stretch, except for like his senior year at Michigan State, where he kind of got both. I was like, you know what? That's not fair. You should get one or the other. Like,
yep.
You have both, but
not fair.
I know, but we'll see. I hope Shrewsbury can stay for at least. I'd like to see him stay for another 2 years, but we'll see. It'll be kind of interesting because, like you said, he's a hot candidate. So.
All right, Ellie, we'll let you go. Appreciate it. On my way back from Denver, I went with the Sour Patch, like, watermelon. There's, like, a whole bag of watermelon Sour Patch Kids. They're actually, like, shaped like watermelon. Those were good.
Yes.
That would be my recommendation.
Oh, they're the best. I have a giant bag, actually, in my snack drawer at work.
Yep.
And I'll do this thing where I'll just grab a handful and then I'll eat it and put the bag away to like try to stop myself.
Yeah, you have to physically restrain yourself. Yeah.
Oh, never restrain. Works. I just right there and I just go back and get more. I'm like, I can't. So great recommendation. I will definitely get some.
Enjoy the trip.
Thank you. Good to talk to you guys.
That is Ellie French of KETV. All right, the two on the road this week. Speaking of the media people looking good. I cannot speak to this, but the Omaha media was relatively well represented in Denver comparatively to some of the other schools that were there, obviously. But Matt and Joel with the jackets and the Matt with the
Matt's a sharp dresser.
Yeah, with the shoes and the like burgundy suit. Man, props to those guys.
Yeah,
Joel had the like baby blue sport coat.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then
I'm sitting there with my bald ass, sitting right behind the TV broadcasters, and yeah, should have worn a hat, I guess. That was radio. It'd be not very radio guy to put on a sport coat, I don't think.
No, unless you had one of those snazzy News Channel Nebraska jackets.
That's true. If I would have worn the mustard jacket, then that would have been big time.
Would have got some run on TV, I bet.
Definitely would have got some run on TV, that's for sure. All right, good stuff from Ellie. We'll be back with more next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.